This is a variation of a story I heard during a long car trip. Once upon a time, there was a man who received an invitation to visit his childhood friend, whom he hadn't seen in many years. As they lived some distance away from each other, the man, Charles, was obliged to go by plane. When he arrived at the destination city, he asked a taxi driver to take him to his friend's house. Imagine Charles' surprise when the driver initially refused to take him there. Charles increased the amount of money he was willing to offer until the driver reluctantly agreed. The taxi conveyed Charles to a dilapidated home in the country. The front yard was a haven for overgrown weeds, and paint was peeling off the two-story house before him. As soon as Charles left the car with his baggage, the driver sped away, back down the winding road. Charles made his way up a deteriorated path among overgrown weeds and so came to the front door. After a moment, his friend appeared and led him upstairs to a guest bedroom. The friend said to Charles, "I'm happy to see you again, Charlie, and I'd like to show you some of the experiments I've been working on." And so they walked down to the first floor and then to the basement level. There was a hallway lined with cells, and strange creatures were in every one. In the cell farthest away from the stairs was a creature who appeared as an enormous man with a head the size of a grapefruit. It stared at Charles, and Charles looked back uneasily at it. Without a warning, it rushed at the bars of its cage and reached out to the man, but Charles was not quite within reach. After that incident, the two men walked back down the hall and upstairs. That evening, as Charles lay in the guest bed, he couldn't get his mind off of the creature with the grapefruit-sized head. He had to take another look at it. Out of bed he went, and he crept through the house, down the flight of stairs to the first floor, and down a second flight into the basement. All the creatures were asleep, and Charles tiptoed to the end of the hall. He observed the creature he had become obsessed with, and at that moment, one of the creatures sleeping more lightly than the others screamed. The grapefruit-headed creature was awake in an instant and bounded to the bars of his cell. Charles rushed madly back the way he had come, and the grapefruit-headed creature bent the bars of its cell and lumbered toward the unlucky guest. Charles ran out the front door of the house and through the weeds. He tripped, and the creature was almost upon him. Extending a nightmarish arm to the prone man, it touched him on his shoulder and said, "Tag, you're it."